I'm so bored. This is really dull. When's he going to stop droning on? He sounds as bored as I am. I wonder what's for dinner tonight. These are some of the thoughts that are going through people's minds when you're at a networking event and you deliver what might be described as a vanilla pitch. Now, a vanilla pitch is what many, many people give in response to the question, what do you do? You've heard this expression, perhaps the elevator pitch, you know, 30 or 60 seconds summarizing what you're about. But of course, many people deliver a pitch that's safe, bland, middle of the road, and entirely forgettable, the so-called vanilla pitch. And it contains information, it contains facts. You know, we're based at such and such a place, we do this sort of work, and these are the typical clients that we have, we've been in business for so many years, and it's very dull. And I think the reason people do this is because it's a natural, easy thing for them to default to. It's tangible information that they can easily pull out of their heads and regurgitate at a moment's notice. Entirely forgettable. Think how hard you fight and how much work you put in to get into situations where you can explain to people what you do. You spend a lot of time and money doing this, and it's a shame to blow that opportunity by doing something that's a bit bland, that's a bit samey, that does nothing to distinguish you from anybody else. So think about delivering what might be termed a Marmite pitch instead. Now, a Marmite pitch is, as the name suggests, something that will either turn people off and they'll say, "Sorry, not for me, thank you very much," or they will love the sound of it. Something in that pitch resonates with them and they're drawn to it. It rings true and rings right for them. And in a Marmite pitch, it's really useful to incorporate why you do what you do, not just the what you do and maybe how you do it. But people are very interested to know your motivation for doing what you do. You know, if you've perhaps you've seen an injustice or you want to right a wrong and that's why you set the company up, that's an authentic link in your background with why you've been driven to set the company up in the first place. That's a really interesting thing for people to hear. They like to know why you get out of bed in the morning. So if you can develop this kind of pitch that draws the right people to you because something in it just resonates with them, what you'll find is that you'll start to develop a kind of a fan base, almost like a tribal following. And I think examples of this will be, say, Apple and also the John Lewis partnership, people who wouldn't go anywhere else because they're just aligned with your way of thinking. But of course, the first step in this is to be able to deliver that basic story and have layers to it so that you maybe throw in a few case studies here and there when they ask you to clarify or give further information. And case studies, particularly when they're stories of transformation, are very compelling. You know, how you've turned someone's fortunes around because of what you've done for them in your own particular way. So developing this basic story and also the subsidiary layers helps to give you a distinctive signature. It helps you to stand apart from all your competitors. And believe me, you're not the only one out there doing what you do. It'd be very unusual if you were. So things like the relationships that you have with people and the stories that you generate are truly unique to you because you're in them. Okay, you're in them. So think carefully about how you portray the story of what you do and what you're about and why you do what you do. And if you're interested in looking into this further and using your story as a pulling mechanism, a key marketing tool, come along to one of the Speakeasy sessions. So go to www.speakeasygroups.com. My name's Andrew Thorpe, and I'd love to meet you.